434-1790 or 266-4862. Here we go. Person sent the message saying, I don't know if talking to you was a catalyst in some way, but I just wanted you to know that I just this minute received my results from the 7th of January. That's what the person who sent me the WhatsApp about the COVID test. I am happy to report them as negative, and thanks for letting me air my concerns. I am very happy for you, sir, and I hope that you can now proceed with your business or your businesses with a lighter heart. Reason for commercials is that globalization takes hold in management of brands and distribution, meaning that a lot of these decisions are regional and disseminated through the smaller markets. It is my experience that the cost of ad production in Jamaica or Trinidad were the reason for these decisions, coupled with the cost of ads in Barbados and smaller markets share, meaning advertising dollars are far less, and that's why most brands have the pan-Caribbean accents on the ads aired for a Barbadian market. The dollars don't stretch. We are too small to generate enough revenue to make the advertising budgets make sense. The exceptions can be brands like Brunswick, Wabisco, Farmers Choice, and Hennessy, which are strong local movement to support their campaigns. Let me say this to you, sender, whom I do not know, but I hope you know who you're talking about. I'm in the business of talking. Anybody who's spoken to me can tell you I do not have a Bajan accent. At least I don't think I do. Bajans tell me I don't. Cable and Wireless, that company, when Alan Shepard was at the head of something called Grey Lizard, called me one afternoon at 5:30 on my way home and said, come to the studio, Cable and Wireless in the Cayman Islands. They've got a 30-second commercial for radio and a 30-second commercial for television for all the Caribbean islands that they want done. They wanted Ian Bishop to do it, but unfortunately they couldn't find him, and I suggested you because Ian was supposed to be calling me by telephone anyhow. So pop into the studio, drop a voice here for me, let me send it to the guy in the Cayman Islands and see if he likes it. I did the 30-second spot for radio. I did the 30-second spot for television. I did not have four takes. I did one take of each because it was supposed to be just a demo. And Alan sent it. And the guy from the Cayman Islands came back and said, yeah, there ain't nothing wrong with it. Let the guy do it. Alan said, it's done. That was a minute of my time and a little more that I spent chatting with Grey Lizard, and I went home. Nobody talked about price. Nobody said anything. Next morning, coming to work, I got a call from the guy at Cayman Islands in the Caribbean who said to me, hi, we like what you did for us yesterday. You have a price? And while trying to work out the price, he said, by the way, we also want to hold you for a year as a voice for the Caribbean, not Barbados, the rest of the Caribbean. $18,000, all right? I say, yeah, if you forget the 55 cents. And we laughed, and that was it. What is he telling me about voices and regional markets? Really? And are Barbados expensive? Let me tell you this, right? Our problem is we don't know how to charge for our business. We consider our business to be cheap. And I can tie that into somebody who tell me that accountants, we need people who could count and analyze, so we'll always need accountants. I had an accountant tell me that all I has to do is talk. So here's see why you should pay me for talking 2.5 hours. John Stout sitting up there worked for 12 hours to prepare a broadcast for 2.5 hours. You want to tell me that John Stout, a technician, should not be paid for working 12 hours for a broadcast that took 2.5 hours because he's only a technician? Really? I want the accountant to come and do what John Stout does do, or sit here and talk to you for 4 hours. Because all I do is talk. That's the problem, sir. I don't tell my plumber all he has to do is plumb, or tell my mechanics at Simpson Motors all he has to do is change my spark plugs. Because I can't change my spark plugs. I might be able to do it, but I might put in the wrong one. So let's take it to a professional. But we feel that what I do is not professional. So you could tell me, I could go by the bus stand and find five DJs. So let them come and talk for $50 an hour, or $50 for 5 hours, $10 an hour. And then you have a talk show host in Australia who get fired for taking $2 million in bribes when his contract for a year was $5 million Australian dollars. He has just talked to. I hear what you say, right? But I don't believe you. Brass Tacks, good afternoon. And I put my business on the road, so Bra, you could send a note. That was about 10 years ago. So the missus and the children carry away already. And you tax me for it too. Statute of limitations run out. Brass Tacks, good afternoon.
I'm calling.
Hello.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Right, it's my first time calling.
It's good to have you with us, sir.
Hey, thank you very much. I was listening to what the guy was saying just now about banks and stuff going missing.
And checks disappearing, yeah.
Yeah, but I know of an elderly couple. Well, the gentleman worked years ago. He was assessed to be a millionaire. And when he came back here, he went to the bank, and the money was missing. They told him to bring his documents. He brought his documents. And as soon as he turned away, the documents went missing. So to this day, they're living off a pension, which is ridiculous.
So let me state to you, perhaps I should not say this because, you know, I took an oath of secrecy when I was in the bank, but I ain't sure that it's still viable after all these years, and I ain't sure this is anything secret. You see, accounts for people who are overseas, aged people, people who have trouble reading, people who can't write properly, and things of that nature, they need to be extra careful with their funds, persons who they ask to manage it, joint accounts, and various things like that. From time to time, you would see things in the newspaper saying these accounts are unclaimed over a certain period and they're being sent to central bank. And when you go through some of those accounts, you see accounts in excess of $50,000, $80,000. Some of those people are deceased. I saw one for a church the other day, an existing church, that had $50,000 sitting on in it and was being sent to central bank. Now, maybe somebody had a change in the persons who administered the account, or they don't even know it exists. It exists. Here's the thing. I worked at an organization, a banking institution, not the one in Barbados, let me say so early, where when account became dormant, hadn't been used for a certain number of years, deposits to that account were not signed by a senior officer. It could be done by anybody. But withdrawals from dormant accounts had to be signed and checked by a senior officer. There was an officer in the bank who would look at dormant accounts and deposit $1 to it to reactivate it, check to see if anyone claimed it over a period of time, and when it was time to put it into the file to be sent to central bank, would withdraw the amounts using thumbprints. By the time it was discovered, and I won't say by whom, that person had withdrawn millions plural, from those accounts. They were mostly elderly Indian people. They were in the tens of thousands, and the person deposited $1. The reason why it was picked up was because the person went on sick leave, and the stupid officer that was assigned to do anything nobody wanted to do questioned why there were 12 accounts that had $1 deposits to it. And the senior officer said to the stupid person, "What wrong with depositing $1? I said, "Boss man, people don't walk into a bank." Sorry, I let off who the stupid person was. Nobody can come into a bank to deposit $1 to account with $50,000 in it. So checking a few days later, we saw where that $50,000 plus with the $1 added to it was withdrawn and put to a specially designated account. So by the time they backtracked and checked how many years and months the person had done it, the amounts transferred were in the millions. You understand what I just said to you without calling names or assigning blame to anybody?
Yeah.
Good. That is why I caution people about bank transactions. Too many people try to hide transactions and end up getting kicked.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
All right, sir. And if you could pass on that advice to those who may find themselves in that position, please do so. Brass Tacks, good afternoon.
A very good afternoon, Mr. Johnson.
Good afternoon, sir.
I'm not going to ask you how you are, because I know you're good, but I'm going to wish you Happy New Year, since I haven't spoken to you since last year.
Thank you, sir. And may this year be kinder to you than last year was.
Thank you, and to you as well.
Mm-hmm.
We're living in, I am actually living in interesting times, and I can probably talk to you about a number of things, what's going on in the United States, but I prefer to talk to you a little bit today on COVID. And what I want to talk about is, my heart kind of goes out, I think it was the first caller who talked about having a test and had some problems and with the results and all that. And the press, in, to my mind, missed the lead Thursday evening. And I was looking for it the whole week, where they had, where they have a headline about Barbados switching to the new test, the antigen test, the rapid test.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is that with the new test, I mean, and there are like five of them out there, and I wish that to hear at least if one of the reporters asked which one they've switched to, the Abbott, who has two, and Roche.
You're talking vaccine or you're talking tests? Which one?
No, the actual test.
Okay.
And the rapid test, what it does, it gives you your results sooner, I mean, within hours. And,
mm-hmm.
and I'm glad that, again, Barbara switched to that, because let's say you're coming in with a negative test, and Barbados were offering that test at the time, it would be like a continuum, meaning you get a negative test, you get a rapid test, which tells you in 5 hours whether you are positive or negative. And if you are negative, then you go on. You're not held up waiting, because with the PCR test, you've got to wait for the period of time, going to isolation, because of that 7-day period. But the rapid test, you can literally get back 24 hours,
mm-hmm.
depending on which one they have switched to. So I'm sure that the backlog is going to be cleared up within a week, if that's what they do, if they're doing the rapid test. And I know that you would walk with me on this, even if you don't hold my hand because of social distancing. So, yeah, I'm still here after what? I think it's now since March, 10 months or so.
Mm-hmm.
So let's hope that, you know, everything settles down a little bit. I think that, again, they got backed up a little bit because they were continuing to do the PCR test. And with the new, at least having both, they can now, if some person comes in negative, just offer them just do the antigen, and they should have the results back sooner, and they carry on smartly.
So I hoping that whatever we do,
mm-hmm.
with the testing, the arrangements for getting back results, that there is follow-up, that we use technology if and when we can. So in other words, rather than telling people via the phone, your result is negative, you're free
right.
to travel, we will follow up with an email, and 3 days or 5 days or a week later, there is no email. Send it to a phone number. If they give you a phone number, it's possible to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So that if they get to the airport, they can show. Make sure that what they send has a date and a
right.
time that can be verified. So
right.
in other words, that you didn't get this in, you know, a test you did to come in September that you still want to show in 2021 to say it's valid. Things like that. I find overall we get the picture, but the minutiae, that's what we call it, the little bits and pieces, the nuts and bolts.
Yeah.
We just let go of begging, or we just leave it to somebody else who does not see the urgency.
Mm-hmm.
in a situation where we're talking about people working remotely, for example, the comment that was made earlier about the UWI, and mm-hmm. I got a response from Charleston. Thank you very much for responding to me, Charleston. Where, you know, if you're working remotely, does not mean you're not working, one. Two, I'm not suggesting that you be exploited so that your employer believes 24/7 because you're at home, you're not going to get up to go and get a shower or to get a sandwich or to go and hug the wife or to take care of the children, you know, that you sit down there all the time. But it means that if you have to have work hours that you log in, you log out, so they know how many hours you're working, so they don't overwork you. But if you have a batch that needs to be dispatched between now, which is 20 minutes to 2, within the next hour, you have somebody who's assigned to work that period, or a number of people, and you give each of them 10 or 20 or whatever they're supposed to do, and ensure that those results go out. That Absolutely. Way, you have a system that's working, right. and you have a system of check-in. So the person comes back to you online and says, these are the 10 people that you've asked me to notify. I have reached these 8. This is the confirmation notice from them. Bam. So I've done my hour. I now take an hour off to go and refresh myself. I will be back on at 2:30 or 3 o'clock or whenever I'm due. Log back on. That time is locked. Here's another 10. And we go on like that.
Absolutely.
You got places here that have done work like this, CDS, offshore keyboarding.
Yep.
They've done it. So mm-hmm. you have people who know how to do it. What's the problem?
Yeah. Listen, Professor Michael Miner, he's the assistant. Hello?
Yeah, I'm with you. Michael Miner.
Of immunology and infectious diseases. And explained it greatly. He said the difference between the two tests is the PCR is like a detective mm-hmm. at a crime scene looking for evidence.
Right.
In other words, as long as there's a bit of the virus there,
they'll pick it up.
It will pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
But okay. but the rapid test mm-hmm. is like the security guard preventing the crime
right.
so that window before mm-hmm. that 3 days before mm-hmm. you are shedding the
mm-hmm.
virus
mm-hmm.
You pick it up then. So if after the period 5-6 days
mm-hmm.
while the PCR test is still hanging around waiting and looking and all that because of the CT values that are set,
mm-hmm.
the rapid test will give you a result whether or not if you're having the virus or you're not having the virus. And this is where the difference is. And I like that they have gone to the rapid test.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, people... And the Australian Open, the ladies tennis, people are upset that they've got to be waiting for 14 days
to get the results.
Yeah.
You see, but sir, the problem again arises when people are not sure what a positive test means, what a negative test means, whether it says you are really, you know, whether they're false tests or not. Whether you need a second one to back it up. There are issues concerned with tests, and that's why I also asked about vaccines, that's spreading over into whether or not people think getting a vaccination is going to help them or not. The entire management of this virus, because there are mutations, because there are changes, because things are being brought to the fore every day, because you have so many experts saying things that would appear to the to the average eye, to be contradictory.
Mm-hmm.
There are uncertainties that would cause the kind of chaos that we're seeing. If you have somebody, for example, who's posted at a tennis match, just to go back to the tennis you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
If the same technology that I'm talking about that says to you, I will send you confirmation that your test is negative. And the person appears at the entrance, and they pull up their cell phone, because that's where their pass is. The pass is sent to them on the cell phone. So the person scans it. You're allowed to enter. Now let me see your test. If all they see is a screenshot that does not have a code bar for them to test that's authentic, and they say to you, but anyone can copy Sir George Williams University XXX Canada, scan the middle piece, scan the signature, paste it on the background, and present it as valid when it's not.
Right.
That they should have a barcode that I could check. You see how we now, again, have to add another layer to what we give somebody to travel around with on their cell phone?
Yep.
Simply because somebody has found a way around the system, or the person checking does not trust just screenshots. I say that, sir, because I used to love photography until I discovered fake and Photoshop. So I don't know whether my head is on John's body or the attributes that I see to the female who sent me is really not a female, but a fellow in prison somewhere in Uzbekistan. And a lot of photoshopping has been done. So when we present these solutions to our problems, we got to make sure that we walk through everything. But yep, technologies are moving fast and furious. That's the truth. As we come up with one, we got another one to deal
Bye.
With.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you as well.
I hope
yeah, tell me.
Soon.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, my brother.
Bye.